All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Mike is getting our guest online, Mr. Jack Dresser. And Jack, we'll get you up in just a little bit. And just I have to do the Liberty business, of course. And folks, I wanted to thank you very much for, you know, listening in today, especially on this very, very solemn Memorial Day weekend we have coming up, and remembering the living and the dead, the fallen. They've given up so much, you know, and I've had so many people, you know, say to me, and I'm sure you have too over the years, Happy Memorial Day, Happy Memorial Day. Well, to me, there's nothing happy about it. I mean, that's just me. Seeing your fellow shipmates and soldiers and Marines die right before your eyes, no matter what war you're fighting in, is a terrible, terrible thing. And my greatest honor and gratitude goes out to all the veterans, all the men and women serving in uniform today. My hat's off to you. I only hope and pray that you don't have to die for a war fighting for a foreign government trying to get us into wars that we don't belong in. That is my wish, and that's my prayer, and I hope the good Lord hears it. So, again, folks, all you vets, the family of vets, the dead, where you probably can't hear me, or maybe you can, who knows. Again, my hat's off to you, and thank you for your service. As always, I have to do, you know, a little business before we can get our special guest on, Mr. Dresser, but I wanted to get into it now and not take up too much time of the show because it's so important, this guest we have today. First of all, again, welcome to Your Voice Counts. I do this show in honor of my shipmates that were brutally slaughtered aboard the USS Liberty June 8, 1967, which is coming up very quickly, just a couple weeks. And, you know, we were out there, and we were just a bunch of guys doing our duty as we always did and got sent to the Mediterranean by our government to do our job, what they ordered us to do. And so that's exactly what we did. But what happened on at 2 o'clock on June 8, 1967 should go down in the annals of naval history and American history as one of the finest, greatest ships with the finest crew this country had to offer. We were set up by our own government to be slaughtered by the government of Israel. To be slaughtered. And that's exactly what it was. It was a bloodbath. Machine guns, rockets, cannons, napalm, torpedo boats shooting at our life rafts, torpedo boats trying to sink us. One torpedo did hit the starboard side, and 25 young Americans lost their lives. Instantly, their bodies were so badly blown apart, they were unrecognizable. And people, as Ron Kugel, tried to put them back together and at least identify them for their loved ones. There's a mass grave in Arlington where they couldn't identify the dead. So what, you know... I hear the song coming up, so we'll get on the other side here, folks. But remember, support your sponsors at RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. Thank you.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
The ship flew farther out to sea. There were too many errors.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for being on board again on this Saturday afternoon. And we are having a little difficulty getting hold of my guest today, Mr. Jack Dresser. I don't know what the problem is. His office says he's not in today, and we're trying his cell phone. But at any rate, the show will go on with or without Jack. So I don't know what the problem is, but I will continue on with certain things I have to do here with Liberty Business. And wanted to make sure where I left off is that, folks, there was no doubt that our ship was an American ship. We were identified many, many hours before the Israelis decided to put us to the bottom. And it was a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. The flag was flying. We had been identified by the Israeli pilots as American and friendly. And I might also add, folks, we were in international waters, way beyond the limit set by the country we were off of. It was a egregious and act of war against the United States of America by a foreign government, and that foreign government being the State of Israel. Now, Israel has always contended it was a mistaken identity, and we got so many documents that prove that is nothing but a sham and a lie and a bunch of BS. And they come out with books like A.J. Crystal's book, The Liberty Incident, and all the panders and the people that give him kudos. One of them is none other than the senator from Arizona, John McCain. thinks his book is just fine. His book of lies is just fine. Possibly he's covering for his daddy, who was a head of the European forces. He was a supreme commander at that time, a very, very high office, admiral he was. And he told Isaac Kidd, the convening officer, he was, I believe, a two-star then, maybe he was a three-star admiral, and Ward Boston to come aboard the ship, took interviews and everything, and so on and so forth, and saw all the blood and the guts and just a terrible, terrible thing. But basically, they told us to shut our mouths and shut up forever. We'll end up in jail or worse, and everybody knew what worse meant. And it was just a terrible feeling for all of us because we just went through one of the most horrific attacks, two-hour attacks in modern history. Think about it. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor for 2 hours with I don't know how many planes. But look how much damage they did. Well, they did a lot of damage aboard the USS Liberty, too. Over 850 cannon rocket holes, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, napalm burning us up, our gasoline tubs used for our motor whale boat, and the captain's get was burning us up. On and on and on, the atrocities these people put on us. And then our government covered up for them, and they're still doing it. As far as I'm concerned, they're just as guilty as the people that did the murdering. And that's the government of Israel. They murdered their own best friends in the world. Now, how could an ally do that even with the blessing of LBJ? You know why? Because it was all about land and getting the United States into a war. And that war would have been with possibly the Soviet Union or China. Who knows? More likely the Soviet Union. Jet aircraft were headed to Cairo to incinerate them and were called back at the last minute. I wrote an article about that, 2 minutes to 120 seconds from Armageddon in Cairo. Can you imagine how many innocent civilians would have been incinerated by those nuclear bombs? It's just too much to even think about. I want to thank RBN especially for giving me the opportunity to be a guest on this fine radio station, and I mean very fine radio station. How many other stations around the country do you know that get the truth out? Not just on this subject, but all of them. And, you know, these guys are 99% spot on. They're not out here a bunch of kooks trying to spread, fairy tales or conspiracy theories. They're out here trying to get the truth out to the American public because we deserve the truth, folks. Like I said, real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can handle the truth. And you listen to RBM, and I appreciate that. Now, RBN's having a pledge drive, too, folks. And that pledge drive consists of going to republicbroadcasting.org, and please just go ahead and donate what you can. There's a little thing you can click on. It's a PayPal, or I think you can use your Visa or MasterCard or debit card or whatever you got. Send them $10, $15, $20, whatever you got. I know money's tight all around the world, but let's support this great radio station. It needs to stay on there, and it will stay on there, the air. There's no doubt about that. So let's just see if we can't help them out as much as we can. Now, I want to thank all the people at RBN, especially our board operators, Mike and Manny and others, that make sure that things get done in a very responsible and professional manner, which means a lot to me. And they do just a terrific job there at RBN. And John Stadtmiller has done a very good job of hiring the right people for the right positions. And kudos to you, John. And again, thank you for giving me the time to be on your radio station to get the truth out, because the truth is what's going to save this country. Also, I have some very dear friends that helped me with this radio show. I couldn't do it by myself. There's no way. There's no way I could line up the guests. There's no way I could do anything. At the first, I want to thank Kat for her beautiful, beautiful voice. She's an angel. She sings like an angel, and in my heart and soul, she is an angel sent down from heaven with her husband Rick, that helps her in the USS Liberty cause. And thank you, Rick, very, very, very much for doing what you're doing and getting involved and getting other people to know about what's going on in this world and who's really running it. And who's really running it is the government of Israel. They have our Congress bought off, and I mean totally. They're more afraid of the government of Israel and the AIPAC and ADL and the Irgun and the Mossad than they are of serving their own country, which they took an oath to do. Okay, good. I'm glad Jack is ready. And I will stop with this. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that Jack Dresser is a very, very special guest coming on Your Voice Counts, and I do appreciate that. And I also want to thank several more people. My dear friends, John Gadusko, go to his site, please. John Gadusko's site is tinyurl.com/USS Liberty, the finest site on the internet to learn anything about the USS Liberty. And also, James Morris, just go to ushijack.com, and you'll find James' site very, very interesting. James and Ron Kukul are also co-producers of my show. I have a producer and two co-producers that work outside of the RBN office to get these great guests like I have on the air now. And Jack, I really thank you for coming on air. And I wanted a little bio first before I get you on here, and then we'll go from there. But and this is not long, Jack, but I want people to understand who you are. Your voice counts on Saturday. My guest will be Jack Dresser, co-founder of the Eugene, Oregon local Al Nakaba. I think I spelled that right. I don't know or said it right. Awareness Project. A group of
Al-Nakba.
Okay, thank you. I got a way of just destroying words, Jack, so bear with me.
It's a very important word because the Nakba means catastrophe in Arabic, and that is the term that's applied by the Palestinians to what happened to them in 1948. The Nakba is the Palestinian Holocaust that was inflicted on them by the Zionist terrorist groups in 1948 that ethnically cleansed them from their land. So the Nakba is a word that should be on every American's lips, and we would hope to make it as familiar to Americans as the word Holocaust.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Nakba, and I won't forget it, Jack. I appreciate that very much. And I just wanted to finish this a little bit, and then we'll get to you. A group of dedicated to rewriting history to show Palestinian as historically non-Jewish area. His favorite as anti-Israel whipping boy poster child is Rachel Corrie, who he claims was killed by the Jews. Well, I don't think it's a claim. I think it's a certainty because it's on film. So with that being said, Jack, why don't you go ahead and take off and go ahead and say what you want to say. Okay, Jack, we've got music coming up. As soon as the music's off, I'll bring you right back on, and we'll get right to it, all right?
Okay.
Okay, folks, remember, sports are sponsors on RBN, the best in the world. Again, real people, real talk, real news. You know, you can handle the truth here on RBN. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you in just a moment. Bye-bye.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberties to identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts, and thank you for listening, and thank you, Jack, for hanging on them for a second. And I know your love and your passion is the Palestinian people, but another Holocaust or huge land grab was in 67 when our ship got attacked by the governor of Israel. And I wanted to get into just a little bit of recent history here that happened just a couple days ago and get your take on it, Jack, if I could. There was a huge protest, riot, if you will, in the state of Israel in Tel Aviv about the immigration of blacks, mainly from Sudanese. And the people are calling for them to be removed because they're troublemakers and hoods, thieves, people that are not good people. And Netanyahu said they're going to be gone. He's going to get them out of their country. Now, is this not a slap in the American president face, a black president of the United States and all black people in the world as a whole? What do you think about that?
Well, the racism in Israel is extreme, and it's endemic, and it's certainly not limited to the recent Obama administration. Ethiopian Jews, for example, are at the bottom of the highly stratified totem pole in Israel. It's not just the Arabs, the Palestinians, who are at the far extreme bottom. But Israel's a very stratified society, and it's highly racist from top to bottom. I mean, if you look at what Golan Atzman said in his book, The Wandering Who, it's very interesting. Are you familiar with Golan Atzman?
Yes, I've spent dinner with Golan and met him several times.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I think his story is fascinating. You know, he's a jazz musician, and when he was a teenager, he discovered Charlie Parker. And he was just absolutely blown away by the genius of Parker's music. And it was only after that he discovered Parker was black. And he had been raised in this very racist society where the mythology was that, you know, the only geniuses in the world are Jewish, you see. And it shattered his racism when he discovered this. And that was, you know, quite a while ago. So the racism against blacks and against dark-skinned peoples and the racism even within the Ashkenazi, the European Jewish elite against the so-called Arab Jews, the Mizrahi Jews, has been present right from the beginning. So there's a very distinct hierarchy associated with skin color that permeates Israeli society, both officially and unofficially.
Well, Jack, in this article and also the film I saw on it, the video, why would, in your view, Netanyahu come right out and say that hey, these blacks got to go? And it was in no uncertain terms. I mean, now the United States is the chief benefactor of this country. How could our Congress or our president support this type of regime and racism and bigotry, not only towards the blacks, but of course the Palestinians have been taking this for so many years. How I don't know they've taken it to even stay alive. But how does that?
I think the answer to that is really very simple. There's only a very few people that I'm aware of in Congress, just a handful of senators, for example, who are the people that the Mossad refers to as assets. In other words, people who really are genuinely pro-Israel and can be depended upon to act and to vote in the direction that AIPAC wants, you see. But the rest of them are simply strong arm. They're subject to effective extortion by the Israel lobby.
Okay. Would John McCain be one of those assets?
Yes, he is.
How about Lieberman?
His father, of course, as you know, was the one who engineered the cover-up of the Liberty incident.
Right.
You know. Yeah, so McCain certainly, Lieberman very much so, Charles Schumer in New York very much so. These are the real Zionists in the Senate. But according to James Aberrest and others who have been basically outed by the Israel lobby for taking a stand against Israel or even telling the truth against Israel, I mean, about Israel. I mean, we're talking about Cynthia McKinney and William Fulbright and Senator Percy, also of Illinois, and Paul Finley of Illinois, representative. These people, when they spoke out against Israel, the lobby immediately arranges to get them out of there by pumping massive campaign funds into their opponent's campaign the next time around.
Yeah. Let's not forget Pete McCluskey either. Pete McCluskey got run out for the same reason.
Right. McCluskey, I mean, so it's simply the kiss of death. And this was illustrated very well by this 29 standing ovations that Netanyahu got before this joint session of Congress. That was very carefully orchestrated. It's been you know, known for some time that AIPAC representatives circulated in the halls of Congress before that address, letting everyone know that it was going to be filmed and recorded and that the election season was coming up. And they all knew it, and so there were floor leaders planted throughout the floor who would stand up on cue.
Jack, we got the music coming in. I'm sorry to break off. It's a very interesting conversation. We get right back to you. We have a long session coming up, about 18 minutes. No commercials, so we'll take off from there. Remember, folks, support your sponsors on RBN. They depend on us, so go ahead and support them. Real talk, real news, real people, because you can't handle the truth on RBN. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The time has finally come for the story to be told. That should have been listened to.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with a good run on Your Voice Counts. And thank you again, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice. And folks, if you want to get my book, all you have to do is go to 888-698-8706, 888-698-8706. What I saw that day, and you'll get a discount if you mention that you heard it on this show. I'm sorry for the interruption there, Jack, but please go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, we were talking about the power of the lobby. It's not that our elected representatives, I hesitate to call them leaders, actually like Israel, believe in Israel, or wish to support Israel. They're simply strong-armed into doing it because they're going to be out of office otherwise. And I think, you know, getting back to that Netanyahu address before the joint session of Congress, of course, joint sessions of Congress are usually reserved for only the most important international dignitaries, of which Netanyahu is certainly not a member, except through the power exerted by the lobby and by their nuclear threat to the Middle East and beyond. But I think they arranged for 29 standing ovations, which were done on cue and in response to Netanyahu's serial lying, lie after lie after lie, to which, you know, all the congressional accolades just stood up and applauded, knowing, most of them knowing that these were lies. And that is a deliberate, systematic, sadistic humiliation of the United States government. and made sure that he got three more standing ovations that Obama did in his State of the Union address, which is, again, a humiliation of the United States executive as well as the United States Congress. And this is the kind of incredible arrogance that Netanyahu especially manifests toward toward our country and the rest of the world, not just the Palestinians. And the fact is that the Israel lobby has been rated in two separate surveys of Congress, both the Congress people and their staffers, as the number two most powerful lobby in Washington. And that's over, you know, there's over 400 lobbies operating in Washington, and AIPAC is represented as the second most powerful. And it's the only lobby in the top 10 which is concerned with our foreign policy. So they basically write U.S. foreign policy. They sit in the congressional offices and write our foreign policy for the Middle East. And James Abares, you know, the former senator from South Dakota, who was also ousted by the lobby, has said, well, most of the people privately in Congress have nothing but contempt for Israel and its lobby. And they deeply resent the power that it exerts to control our political system. This is what we try to work on, is to arouse the American people, because it's going to take a grassroots effort, and only a grassroots effort is going to be able to overcome the power of the lobby. Even if the American people wake up and understand as much as the rest of the world understands about Israel, then the lobby will not be able to control Congress anymore.
Jack... Very interesting, but, you know, I hold no sympathy for any congressman that takes the oath of office to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. If they will stand up against their own principles, they have no principles. So I have no sympathy.
I have no sympathy either, and I don't make any excuses, but this is the reality. This is simply the reality in which we operate, and Congress people, the one thing they are responsive to is their own constituencies, the people who are going to vote them in or out of office. And so awakening the awareness of the American public to bring pressure from below upon them, I think, is the only solution we have at the political level. We also have the entire boycott and divestment sanctions movement, which is gaining steam throughout the world, and that basically bypasses the political system and goes to pressuring Israel at the economic and the reputational level. They're very, very fearful of being delegitimized, as they call it, and their pariah state status in the world is enlarging, and they're very, very threatened by that. And they're fighting back, you know, with a full-court press to try to recruit young people on campus, young Jews who are disaffected from Israel, into supporting Israel. And so it's a very dynamic situation, and that's what gives me some hope and why I put a lot of time and effort into it, because I think it's very dynamic, it is changing, and Israel is on a self-destructive course, and they're pretty close to collapse, and once they do, they're like an alcoholic or other addict. I mean, it's like they have to hit bottom before they can get well. I use that kind of analogy because I am a psychologist, and I have had a specialty in substance abuse prevention and intervention. So I tend to look at it in much the same way.
Well, Jack, with trying to get onto a subject that is very disturbing, and it should be disturbing to the world, is the pressure that the lobby, and I know how powerful they are, is putting on this administration and the Congress to start a war with Iran, which would not be a war like Iraq or Afghanistan, because these people, what is there, like 77 million people in Iran, and they have the weapons supplied to them by China and Russia, and you know, I believe there's some Russian ships in Iran and Syria right now. So are they trying to get us into a world war or what?
Yeah, they are. And but I think it's been a very interesting situation now for much of this year, because as you might know, at the beginning of I think it was the end of 2011, you had three very important players in Israeli government retire. You had Meir Dagan, the head of the Mossad. You had a man named Diskin, who was the head of Shin Bet, and you also had Gabi Ashkenazi, who was the chief of staff, the IDF chief of staff. They all retired simultaneously, and Meir Dagan came on. He actually published something in the New York Times stating that the current leadership of Netanyahu and Barak are crazy, and that it would be absolutely insane to attack Iran. And so they're putting that out there, that they're adamantly opposed to this. They consider it virtually psychotic. And so there's that internal dissension within Israel with some very powerful voices. And Dagan's successor as head of the Mossad has also taken that position. And I noticed some time ago, I don't have television, but I was traveling with my I was watching C-SPAN in hotel rooms, and I noticed that this was about a month or two ago, and I noticed there were a lot of discussions among senior U.S. brass, retired, who were talking about this very subject and saying, well, Iran is no threat to the United States, even if they had nuclear weapons. You know, they're certainly no threat to the United States. And so they're basically, the U.S. Military is putting out pretty strong signals that we have no intention of getting involved in attacking Iran.
I hope that's true, and I hope we don't have a false flag operation like they did with the USS Liberty and other things that has happened.
I think the false flag operation would come from Israel, and that's not unlikely.
Okay.
But I think, you know, I have some sense that Israel's even given up on this, because now they've started talking about annexing, you know, Area C of the West Bank now sometime. In other words, I think Israel's going to want to take advantage of our election season in some way.
Okay.
Because they know that it'll be very difficult for Obama or members of Congress to move against or move to curtail Israel during an election season. And so they
okay.
want to take advantage of it somehow.
I understand.
If they're not attacking Iran, now they're talking about maybe trying to annex Area C of the West Bank. And I think the international outcry over this might be really more than they're going to be able to weather.
Well, you know, there was an outcry at the UN Resolution 242 to investigate the USS Liberty and so on and so forth, and they swept that under the rug, just like they sweep under the rug
well,
that
of course
you know
they arranged the famous missing article. So they're claiming that they have the Article 242 says they must vacate lands occupied, but it didn't say all lands. It didn't say the lands. It just said lands. And so they say, well, they're not controlling everything, and they you know, so they're just gaming the system and trying to evade, you know, their responsibility under international law. And it's only the United States that get away with it. The rest of the world knows better.
Yeah. Is that why we're hated around the world? I guess it is. But I do have to – we have a caller on the line, and we usually take callers in this part of the program. Do you mind if you take a call or two?
Sure, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. I believe we have James out in California. James Morris, are you up? Are you ready to go, sir?
Hey, hi, Bill. It's James Morris. Sure am. Just driving down to San Diego, and I'm so glad to be able to get Jack on the show, and Kat does such a marvelous job of producing it. And anyway, I'm going to try to get some points across while I'm pulling over here to make the call. Beautiful day here in Southern California again, as usual, like it was last week when we were in San Diego together. Jack, I know you've made some points about Iran. I think to touch on that, and as well as our terrorism problem, I think you can go back to the email exchanges that I had with General Petraeus, and you can just do a search for James Morris and General Petraeus on the internet to find those before he became, you know, head of the CIA. And even he, through CENTCOM, with the military posture report, had said that U.S. support for Israel was a threat to U.S. troops in theater. And lo and behold, you see the worst CIA attack in history, right, where you lost seven agents on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that was a double agent, member of Al-Qaeda, who was a Jordanian doctor. I think he was educated in Turkey, but he was working with the Jordanian refugee camps of the Palestinians there. And he was just, really irked by what Israel had done to displace the Palestinians out of the West Bank and into Jordan. And so he, joined Al-Qaeda, and we were working with him through the Jordanian intelligence. And he attacked our CIA operatives on the border there. It was the worst attack in CIA history. So to say that our support for Israel isn't a threat to U.S. troops in theater, as even Petraeus, the military, said, is just disingenuous, if anybody wants to argue.
I thought it was very interesting that Petraeus was willing to basically go public with that statement. I thought that was
Jack, that's correct, but then he backtracked on it with the email exchanges that I had with him. I had thanked him for having the courage to do that, but of course he's thinking about running for president by the look of it. And neocon Max Boot, the Russian-born Jew, has so much influence on him that he backpedaled, saying that he didn't say that, yet he submitted the report to Congress with good old neocon John McCain there to receive it. And that all aired on C-SPAN. But yeah, some other issues about Iran as well. I mean, we can't get around the fact that U.S. support for Israel is basically the root cause of our terrorism problem. If you go back to 9/11, go back to the 93 attack on the World Trade Center, look up Israel as a terrorism motivation in James Bamford's A Pretext War book, it's all there. You can see the latest, actually the recently released Valentino's Ghost film that I'm in, where I have the exchange with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission, telling him that our support for Israel is what got us attacked on 9/11. That I'm not going to take up too much time, because I know Phyllis wants to wrap up the show and he's probably got other callers. But what I'm very concerned about too, and I very much appreciate being on the show, what you've written about the ethnic cleansing of Palestine by the Israelis is just spot on, paralleling what Ian Poppy has to say in his book. But what I'm very concerned about is what the last caller just brought up. I can see with Netanyahu wanting to get in a war with Iran going. Again, it's nothing to do about the Iranian nuclear program. It's all about cutting off support for the Palestinians and Hezbollah. And the two remaining regimes that are doing that are supporting Hezbollah and the Palestinians, are Syria and Iran. And I can see some kind of possible Israeli attack on Iran in the election cycle coming up before November, or perhaps even with the way things are going in Syria now. Our pro-Israel biased media is doing nothing but wanting to get the UN in there. Fortunately, Russia vetoed that. It's very, very concerning, and I'll leave you with that. With this, if you go to my blog, ushijack.com, I'm sure Phil mentioned it at the beginning of the show kindly, you see where Russia has even warned that any confrontation with Iran and Syria has the possibility and the potential of going nuclear. So we're talking about a possible World War III scenario here if it gets out of control, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that too, Jack. And again, thanks for coming on the show.
I suspect that... Netanyahu is crazy, but I suspect it would keep an attack below that level of certainly of nuclear exchange, where they would. We don't know to what extent Russia and China would become involved to protect Iran. They obviously have a very strong relationship with Iran. They have strong trade relationships. China, in particular, is very dependent on Iranian oil. That's why they've been vetoing any Security Council resolutions that would threaten their own interests. And I think if you go clear back to Russia's, when Georgia invaded South Ossetia back in 08, I think it was, and Russia lowered the hammer on them, I think that was about Iran. It was about protecting their neighborhood. And I think the U.S. is very aware of that. It's not something that's publicly discussed. But I think Israel may find itself in a very, very unsupportable situation if they get too aggressive with Iran. Obviously, there is a lot of covert operations going on there already. But I'm not sure how overt they're going to get, and they cannot take out Iran's nuclear facilities without U.S. help. They don't have the weaponry to do it. So,
well, Jack, that's very interesting. That's the point you made about South Ossetia. In fact, in Georgia, who initiated that conflict.
Hang on, folks. The music's coming on. We have to go to break, and then we've got to wrap it up here. In just a few moments, James, you want to hang on? That's fine. Jack, thank you again for being on the show. We'll get you just back in a minute. Remember, folks, support your sponsors, RBN. Please support your sponsors. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for the last few minutes of the show, and I just wanted to, I was thinking about this, and it just kind of broke my heart in a way, but I've known it for years, but Jack said it so brilliantly, and it stuck in my heart. The people that run this country, our Congress, are beholden to a foreign government if they want to keep their own jobs. They're not beholden to the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, or the people that they serve. And they will let our young men and women go to war for a foreign government is more disgusting, more disturbing, and more treasonous than anything I've ever heard in my life. And they should all be voted out of office, and all people should know that this country is owned by this country, not by a foreign government, which is owned by right now. So, Jack, go ahead and finish out the rest of the show. I thank you for coming on.
Yeah, well, if people want to know what they can do, go to, I have a letter today, J. just by coincidence, in our paper here, the Eugene Register Guard. You can go to registerguard.com, and it precisely addresses the issue of Iran. And if the American people are made aware that the Israeli hysteria about Iran is nothing but that hysteria, and that's a model of a kind of letter that they can write to all their own local newspapers. Just go to the registerguard.com, today's paper. I have a letter that people can use as a model.
Along that point, Bill, just to cut in real quick, and I know you got to wrap up the show, so I don't want to take into your time or Jack's, but quickly on that point, it's very, very important what Jack just mentioned. You can go on Twitter as well to MJ Rosenberg. It's at symbol M, like the Michael, J-J-A-Y, Rosenberg, and he basically spells it out as well with regard to AIPAC's influence on this Iran war hysteria that Jack just mentioned. He said, why are we having a hysteria over North Korea or anything like that? It's all about Iran because the Israel lobby wants it so. And lastly, if you look at what Jack had mentioned just before the break about South Ossetia and Georgia, keep in mind that the defense minister of Georgia was a dual citizen Israeli. And, of course, you know, the Russians are hated by the Israeli lobby and Israel firsters because they oppose the wars for Israel and support the enemies of Israel in Syria and Iran. And with that, I'll sign off, and thanks for taking my call, Phil.
You bet. Please go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, and the Georgian military not only had an Israeli dual citizen defense chief, but they are trained and armed by Israel. So it was kind of a little proxy dust up there where Russia put them in their place. And I think that was a very important message that Russia was sending. So, but again, I want to really emphasize people taking local action. Letters to the editor are a great way of doing that. It's free. We don't have the money of the Israel lobby. We can take advantage of these kinds of what's left of our free press, you know.
Well, I agree. What's left of our free press? All the media is controlled by the ADL, the Jewish media. In fact, a friend of mine was on C-SPAN this morning, Ted Ahrens, and tried to bring up the USS Liberty and the bulldozing of Rachel Corrie, and they wouldn't even entertain the matter. So it doesn't matter if you're a Jewish, you're a Catholic, or a Christian, or whatever. Israel always comes out first. Jack, please come back on the show again. You're going to get a letter from Kat thanking you for your gracious time, and we'd love to get you back on a time. You're a very interesting, intellectual man, and I really appreciate you coming on the show, and thank you, RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People. Thank you, Mike, for your help today, because you can handle the truth on RBN. See you next week. Bye.
The next